And I don't know what that could be.
There's pretty close skepticism.
Right.
In our consumer community. And they hear all the talk every day. There's a big newspaper article saying something's going to happen. And they look around.
I think that needs to be.
And nothing happens. So.
They have little faith.
They have little faith. So the next question then, I guess, at the local level is once you create awareness, how do you overcome skepticism?
Okay? My name is Carolyn Hacker, and I want to add to this list a sense
on the agenda, and that's one of the things. Yeah, you were next, right? And then we went to the
governor. Rich Steinman, physician, cancer institute here. Just passively about a couple of points. I think to fully engage and empower the community and build trust, it's important that there's a proper sort of information clearinghouse, I think. And there are a number of initiatives. I can think of one where the community here developed a booklet on what docs say and what patients hear and what patients say and so forth, which went in the medical school curriculum, which, you know, again, those can be spread more broadly. And I think in terms of with proper involvement, proper, say we want to translate research findings into community action, then it seems that part of that should be a reporting out of the research findings to community forums so that the talking points can be developed by with the input of community members, so that then when the local liaisons or when local liaisons are sent to media people in terms of when this issue or that issue comes up, they can get the name not only of the academics, but of somebody who will be recognized in the community and those sort of
tactics. So we have a sort of information strategy in the clearinghouse that's part of the awareness day. Okay, I think I have your four, and I think I've got a five or somewhere. So what I'm going to do, just because lots of hands are up, I'm just going to go table to table back, and then that way I'm being fair, rather than being discretionary, which I've been, and sometimes overlooking. So go ahead. Yes, your next.
I'm Nina Krishlov-Gale. I'm from Georgia, State Office of Minority Health. I would like to encourage us to
get these things to work, we've got to get those central bodies to buy into this priority system and to work on it. Am I reading that right? Anybody else in this room? Wait, just a little bit.
If I'm not
we've gone through sort of the awareness need, we've gone through how we try to deal with skepticism, we haven't yet developed some priorities, we've talked about some strategies. But the next question, how do we do it from here? And you raised one point that we can all do, is one, is that this group can share its knowledge about media to each other through listening and share its best practices. So maybe we become an information network. Am I reading that right?
Yeah.
understand that there are structural issues, and that we have to organize to advocate change at the state and local, national level. Is that correct?
I think this is something much simpler.
Okay.
I've never seen a list of the 10 things that if we were to do them would eliminate health disparities. I don't know what that list is.
Okay, so that gets back, if I'm not mistaken, to the message. And what are the 10 things that if we did them, they would eliminate at least some of the health disparities? And one of the things you're saying, some of those things may be structural. Like diet can't be done if you can't buy vegetables in that community market.
Okay.
So let's go up this way.
Why can't you just grow meat?
Does anybody in that last row have anything to say?
Time.
we're there and the idea of Reverend Harvard. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sue Wilson. I'm a health education professor. And I would like to respond to what Carol has said. The one that she said was there are opportunities of upward mobility in the hospital. Just let me tell you that as a black female who has been in the system the last 15 years or so, who lives in the neighborhood, there is very little opportunity for people of color in management. That's right.
do what we say not we do. I mean, here we are, all of us here, talking about participation and bringing communities in, and we hold conferences where we say we do it and we don't do it. I agree. Yes.
I'm Dolores Burgess, and I'm with the Mental Health Association of Allegheny County, and I have a program. I'm a coordinator.
Results, and hopefully we'll come through with this process. eventually involved, but then eventually steamrolled over while, in their definition, these colonists came in from Homewood and set up their, with the dough that came in to the project, which was well funded, their little colony over there, to then patronizingly so tell the people in that community who were well defined among themselves what they should be doing and how they should be involved in the project. This makes it much more complex. I mean, the infrastructure and all that means.
Well, community is a complex issue in that first definition.
But in the practical term, not in an academic term, these individuals have to be incorporated from the ground up and brought into a commonly agreeable representation that then can...
And that's been a theme through this whole thing. And make sure everybody... This is Kenyon's last word.
Not the last word, but you missed my table. Well, I just wanted to mention something coming out of social work and strengths background. I think one thing we didn't hear a lot about our community strengths is the fact that we need to invest not only money and power in our communities, but build on the existing capital, not only economic capital, but human capital in these communities. And you shouldn't forget about that.
Well, there's an outside here that we all know about. Let me just quickly say, best laid plans of Mike and Mendoza Strike. We never got by the first piece. But let me just, I know it's going to be summarized, but let me just quickly talk about it. One is, this should operationalize this. I'm going to make a suggestion. I think we should give this back to Dr. Thomas, Minority Health, take this material and figure out how do we implement it here locally, and how do we tie it to the people who come to this conference? So, if that's all right with everybody, get the ball off the hook, and we have an operation.
Just
go through this very quickly. One of the questions locally is, first of all, we've got to build a community awareness. In order to do that, a number of things have to happen, but overwhelmingly we have to reduce community skepticism because people don't trust us. We had a number of ways of trying to do that, but basically it's opening up communication and respecting the community and building its relationship into our process in every way we can. And then we said, what message should we send out? And it became more and more clear that the message has to be coordinated with the community. We have data, they have information. We have to try to build that priority system in some kind of relationship to the two groups. And then we talked about what are our strategies and who do we target. We have to build community-based organizations, and we have to be clear about them. We have to engage these powerful institutions. We have to make sure that the university research agenda is related to a representative community, that we have to find ways of coordination, and we have to produce results that are fairly quick. And then we said, how do we do that? And we had a number of ways of doing it. The most important, I think, was a full-up list of 10 most important things we have to do in order to achieve that and find ways of doing it. And we talked about a number of questions in that process. But one of the things that I do want to relate to, one of the things we've been clear about, we have to build more resources into the community, both in service, in hiring, in employment, and in participation.